Now we're going to get an update on the situation at the Oroville Dam in Northern California. It is the tallest dam in the country, and over the weekend, state officials ordered the evacuation of almost 200,000 people who live in low-lying communities nearby. The problems are two spillways that were designed to take pressure off the dam. The main spillway developed a sinkhole last week, so another emergency spillway was opened, and 24 hours later, officials started worrying it could fail. NPR's Richard Gonzalez is on the line from Oroville. That's about 75 miles north of Sacramento. Hello there.
Hello, Kelly.
What's the latest word from officials at the dam?
Well, what they're saying right now is that no more water is coming over the emergency spillway, the one that they were fearful would fail. They're saying that they've acted in the interest of maintaining safety for the community, and they're calling their operation a double success. No water causing any failure, and no catastrophe yet to hurt anybody. What they're trying to do is get the lake level to fall. Right now, their objective is to lower it by about 50 feet. And what that will do is help prepare for future storms, which are scheduled to come in as early as 2 or 3 days from now. They continue to monitor erosion, and they're also trying to tamp down rumors that their evacuation order will be rescinded. They say this is a very dynamic situation. They're making it clear the evacuation still remains in effect. They recognize that a lot of people have been displaced, but their primary purpose is public safety, and they're not sure. They're saying it's a very difficult decision when to allow people to return to their homes.
Quickly, just explain what led us to this place in the first place. Like, what was the concern that led to the evacuation?
Okay, so last Tuesday, the main spillway, they noticed erosion in the main spillway. They became so concerned about that by Saturday of this past weekend, they employed the emergency spillway. The emergency spillway had never been tested. By Sunday, they became concerned that the emergency spillway could collapse, and that's when the evacuation order went out. I've been told by people in the community that they got the word around 3:30, 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and the instructions were very clear. This is not a drill. Leave now. And so you've got evacuation order covering 30 counties and hotels and motels all around this area are packed full. Freeways are jammed. But right now, whenever you go onto a freeway, it is completely empty.
That's NPR's Richard Gonzalez reporting from the Oroville Dam in Northern California. Thank you.
Thank you.